Here's the 0-2. And that's lifted left field fairly deep. It sends back Frazier, and that ball is gone! A two-run home run into the Landry's Crawford boxes for Marwin Gonzalez, and the Astros lead it 2-0. Gonzalez's 14th home run of the year. That's a new career high.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Severino at the belt. The pitch. And that's rifled down the third baseline. That's a base hit. Gurriel scores. Aoki, he scores. The throw to third base, not in time. Two-run double for Correa. It's a 5-0 ball game. As you just got the sense that Correa was going to do something big right there.
Hey, Steve, I have a question from Adam Lawler listening in West Jefferson, North Carolina, and it concerns you and Yuli Gurriel.
Yeah, big comparison. I can see it.
So Adam says, last night, heard Steve Sparks refer to Yuli Gurriel as the Cobra. Is that now his nickname? He sure did strike the Yankees.
I wouldn't say that's his nickname. I'm not trying to put a moniker on him, but he really reminds me of a Cobra when he hits. He really does. He coils. Man, you don't see a lot of guys twist their body and close off that front shoulder the way he does, and it just looks like a coil position to me. And he's so fast coming out of it.
Think about Dave Parker,
uh-huh.
Really good power hitter in the 80s, Reds and the Pirates.
Stan Musial had a big coil.
Mm-hmm. But Parker was known as the Cobra.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the 1-2 to the Cobra. This one's lifted to left. This one's got a chance. This one is out of here. Gurriel, two-run shot. And the Cobra strikes again.
Diaz works from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gardner strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 2 out of 3, defeating the Yankees by a final of 8-1. Astros go 4-2 on this 6-game homestand winning series over the A's and the Yankees.
Now have gone 5-2 against the New York Yankees. What a homestand for the Astros in taking care of business against this Yankees team after they won the first game.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. First game of a two-game set in Atlanta tonight, and an exciting day on Sunday, not only getting the win over the Yankees, obviously, but then finding out that the Astros tied a club record with 5 All-Stars with George Springer, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve starting the game, Dallas Keuchel, and Lance McCullers Jr. also selected. So just a great moment for the team and kind of a testament to what you guys have done all year.
Yeah, it is nice to get rewarded with some guys getting some recognition that clearly all 5 of those guys are huge components of what we're doing here. There's also a couple other guys that, you know, McCann and Gonzalez and Davinsky, guys that were considered and probably should even get bigger consideration. But nice way to celebrate with our guys. We go out, we get a win. We have the post-game press conference with the guys getting rewarded, and things continue to get better for this team this year.
I mean, you talk about, obviously, other guys who were deserving as well. You mentioned Gonzalez, McCann, certainly Chris Davinsky. You could throw his name in the mix, too. Is it almost hard to talk about guys getting snubbed when you have 5 guys on there?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, we've had a special season. It's a special team, and we're very biased to our own. But we've just had so many guys step up and have really good success. And you know, you want, they're like kids. You want all of them to get rewarded and feel the recognition that they deserve. So a lot of respect for around the league. There's a lot of teams that have deserving candidates. None should have more than we do.
4-2 homestand and taking 2 out of 3 from a very good Yankees ball club, and really seemed like that Saturday game was kind of the turning point in that series, coming back with the 4 runs in the 8th inning. And just, you know, you throw out the first game, those last 2 games were really good for this club.
They were good for us, and we've had a habit of getting to some guys' bullpens. Now, when you look at Betances and Chapman at the back end of the Yankee bullpen, you don't wish that upon yourself. You don't want to face those guys with the game on the line, but our at-bats got better and better and better, and we chipped away against Betances, and that turned the tide of that game, and we go into Sunday with a ton of momentum, feeling good about ourselves. We jump out to a lead. We're able to use some guys that don't normally get to pitch at the end of games, which that was nice to get the rest that the rest of the bullpen needed right into an off day and a good winning homestand.
David Paulino getting suspended kind of puts you in a little bit of a bind as far as the rotation goes. We're supposed to start one of these games in Atlanta. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Brad Peacock starting today. What's the plan for tomorrow's starter?
Joe Musgrove will come back from the minor leagues. We sent him out after his outing in Seattle. We wanted to give him a little bit of a breather, a start in AAA to decompress and actually work on some things. He had a great solid start and is in line to come back and pitch for us. We wanted to get him back up here, even if it was going to be out of the bullpen for this series or the Toronto series. So it turns out we need to start tomorrow. He's more than equipped to handle it. He was one of our five starters at the start of the season. He's got some of the best stuff on our team. Hopefully that one start in AAA will allow him to relax a little bit, trust his stuff, and make pitches.
A little different look to the lineup, not only with no DH, obviously, in the National League Park, but also changing the 2 and 3 spots, flip-flopping them with Altuve moving into the 2 spot, Reddick into the 3 spot. What's the reason for the change?
Well, Reddick's playing against a lefty. We have 3 lefties in a row for the next couple days, so I don't want to sit him 3 days in a row. He's actually handled left-handed pitching a lot better than he has during his career, so I first was committed to playing him against in this game. Second reason, I want to give Springer a little bit of protection behind him with the pitcher batting 9th. If we do sack bunt, if we do pinch hit, we've got 2 righties at the top of the order against Newcomb that we feel good about. Reddick sliding down 1 slot's not going to affect him at all. Different look against a lefty. I've been hitting Altuve in the 2 hole with Reddick not playing, but in this particular instance, Newcomb having a hard time against lefties, wanting Altuve to protect Springer, this is the way we're going to go.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
McCullers, 1 pitch away from getting out of a sticky situation. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball. 8th strikeout for McCullers, and the inning draws to a close. Mariners had runners at 2nd and 3rd with nobody out, and they don't score.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Lance McCullers Jr., who was named to his first All-Star game just a couple of nights ago. And, Lance, I want to ask you a question, maybe a different angle for this question. Would you have been disappointed had you not made it?
That's kind of tricky because there's a lot of guys around the big leagues are having great seasons that, you know, didn't make it, and you're always hoping. But I'm a glass half full guy. Okay. You know, if I didn't make it, you know, it doesn't really take anything away from the season I'm having, and that means a little bit more time at home with mama and the pups. So, you know, that's how I was looking at it. I was mentally prepared either way, but it's very special. I'm very blessed and very humbled that you know, I was able to be one of the guys selected.
So you call your wife mama?
No, it's like kind of how you refer to, like, you know, the clubhouse and that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Okay, so you make your All-Star team. How long had you been thinking about it? Had you been thinking a couple weeks?
No, you know, I got through the first month of the season. I was really throwing well at home. Had 2 really rough road starts. You know, so I get through that month, and then I approach May, new slate, and I had about 4 out of my 6 starts were on the road, and they all went really, really well. Mm-hmm. Won the pitcher of the month in May, and then June hit, and before I could even, you know, think about anything too far in the future, I kind of went down with the sore back, and so my main focus really through the month of June was getting back on the field.
Yeah.
I came back, had a decent start off the DL in Seattle, got the win there. And I was thinking about it before the New York start a little bit. But like I said, I wasn't going to hang my hat, you know, on making the All-Star game as far as, you know, that determining how my season was going to play out going forward or how my season had gone up to that point. So for me, it's really more about trying to pitch well and stay healthy for the team. And we're here to win a World Series.
You guys worked out, and talking about you and Dallas Keuchel at Minute Maid Park during the offseason a lot, and you guys were like pushing each other. Would you guys ever talk about, hey, man, I mean, you guys are both on the All-Star team. Did you guys ever have a conversation like that?
No, we didn't. You know, for both of us, you know, we're coming off injury to finish 16. You know, it came at a really bad time because our team was kind of in that final push down the stretch that last month and a half of the year before we both went down. So I think both of us were really just trying to put our best foot forward in the offseason, to do everything we could to come in spring training healthy and start the season healthy. And once the season starts, man, everything, you know, all bets are off after that. It's a blur. And you have to go into the season with a good mindset and hopefully you're as healthy as you can be coming out of spring. And, you know, from that point on, you just go out there and you kind of get in your routine and you get into the grind. You start losing track of days, start losing track of hours, and you try to put up as many good starts as you can.
for me, when I watch you pitch, it just seems like you're getting better and better as far as command, especially with your fastball, your changeup, you're mixing it in a little bit more. What do you want to keep improving on?
Well, I look back at some of my best starts this year where I just felt like I had the most dominant stuff. And not even the most dominant stuff. And I just came out with great success. And that was a game in L.A. and a game in Kansas City. Mm. And both of those games, you know, didn't feel my best pregame, you know, went through warm-ups, kind of sluggish, kind of fighting myself, not really knowing what to expect for the game.
Yeah.
Went out there, didn't have the 97, 98, didn't have the best breaking ball. But I really focused on mixing my pitches well and being more of a pitcher than a thrower. Some of the worst games I've had this year were games that I had extra days before starts.
And you felt great.
I felt amazing going in the bullpen. Felt like I was going to throw 100 and go 9, and I don't even make it through 6. So
what does that teach you?
It teaches you don't think too much about how you look in the bullpen before you're out there.
Yeah.
And it teaches you that, you know, the mechanics and the mindset are the most important things.
And location. I mean,
yeah,
you
location,
talk about
yeah.
You don't have that 97.
Right.
You can go out there with 92, 93 and move it around and blow guys away. And we thought, Lance, that game in Kansas City, I mean, we were saying it in the second inning, man, he's got no-hit stuff.
Yeah.
And you didn't even feel that good.
No, I felt awful, actually. I think I threw 4 strikes pregame. But when you get into the game, I told Mac, I said, hey, we're going to focus on execution. We're going to focus on mixing our pitches up. And I was like, my arm's dragging today just because one of those days – my body wasn't in the best. I didn't feel my best. I said, you know, I need to make sure I'm in my mechanics. I need you back there to really focus on where you want that ball to end. I need you setting up pre-location, adjusting to the movement, so I can throw to you and the ball will do the rest.
Yeah.
And we were in sync the whole. I thought I was going to do it. After the 6th inning, I thought I was going to do it, and then Kane got me on a 3-0. Yeah.
There you go. That's Lance McCullers. Hey, buddy, congratulations. First of many.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.